Chapter 13, Androcles and the Lion. The ancient Romans liked to watch gladiator fights. They liked to watch a gladiator fight against other gladiators or against wild animals. As mentioned in the previous chapter, the Romans even built the Colosseum for these fights. The Colosseum was so big it could hold 50,000 people. This is a gladiator story, and it ends in the Colosseum. You may be surprised by the ending. Gladiators fighting. Turn the page. Once there was a Roman slave named Androcles. Androcles escaped from his master and ran away. One night he hid in a cave. He crept into the cool darkness, lay down, and fell asleep. In the middle of the night, Androcles was awakened by a loud roaring noise. He got up and squinted in the darkness. What he saw scared him half to death. It was a lion returning to his den. Androcles shrank back, fearful for his life. Then he saw that the lion was suffering. It was roaring in pain. The great beast limped into the cave and flopped down. It lifted its right front paw and licked it. Androcles took a step toward the lion. The big cat spotted him, but he did not seem angry. Instead, he gave Androcles a sad look, as if asking for help. Androcles crouched next to the lion. He looked and saw a thorn stuck in the lion's paw. He put out his hand. The lion did not try to bite him. He touched the lion on the paw. The lion sat still. Then, very gently, Androcles took hold of the thorn and pulled it out. The lion gave Androcles a sad look, as if asking for help. Turn the page. The lion looked for Androcles in the eye and purred. That was the beginning of a warm friendship between Androcles and the lion. They lived together in the cave. They slept side by side, keeping each other warm. Then, one day, Roman soldiers discovered Androcles. The law of Rome said that runaway slaves must be punished. So Androcles was captured and taken to the city of Rome. For 10 days, Androcles sat alone in a jail cell. The jailers fed him nothing but water and crusts of stale bread. Then, one of them told him he was to meet his death in the Colosseum. Androcles knew what that meant. Runaway slaves were often forced to fight in the Colosseum. Androcles knew he would be forced to fight against gladiators, or perhaps against vicious, hungry, wild animals. Androcles waiting in the cell to enter the Colosseum. Turn the page. Androcles was let out of his cell. As he walked into the Colosseum, he knew that he would soon die. Androcles was brave. He stepped into the arena and prepared himself for the fight and for death. The crowd cheered as Androcles stepped into the arena. They cheered even more loudly when a lion appeared on the other side of the arena. Then, something strange took place. This was not just any lion. It was the lion Androcles had befriended. The lion recognized his friend. Instead of attacking, the beast ran up to Androcles and began licking his face. Androcles stroked the lion and rubbed his belly. The crowd was amazed. They had never seen anything like this. They cheered loudly. Androcles and the lion. Turn the page. "Free the slave!" one of the men in the crowd shouted. "Free the lion!" another shouted. Soon, the whole crowd was yelling and shouting. The emperor was the one who made the decision. He held out his hand and with his thumb to the side. Then he tilted it so that his thumb pointed up. Thumbs up! That was a sign. It meant Androcles and the lion had pleased the emperor. They would be saved. So Androcles and the lion were set free. They lived a long life and their friendship never faltered. The emperor signaled thumbs up, and Androcles and the lion were set free.